This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Picture this. Cupcakes in a row, iced with yellow frosting, then jelly beans in shades of yellow and white are lined up on top of the icing. Sweet cupcakes disguised as sweet corn. Put these on the table, and those who gather round will do a double take. And that's just for starters. How about fashioning cupcakes to look like a TV dinner? Or space aliens? Or owls? Or a pumpkin patch? You'll find instructions for these and dozens of other fanciful cupcakes in the book. Hello, Cupcake. Irresistibly playful creations anyone can make. Here's essentially what you need. Cupcakes, frosting, Ziploc bags, scissors, and assorted candies and sprinkles. The authors of Hello Cupcake are Karen Tack and Alan Richardson, and they join me this afternoon to offer us some ideas on what we might conjure up with the harvest theme and what we might do with the Halloween treats the kids come home with or are left over from treating the kids who come to our door Friday night. Karen, Alan, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having us.
My pleasure. How did this start?
Well, Alan and I have...
We've been working together for years as a photographer and food stylist, and Karen has all these crazy ideas in her head. And, you know, it's hard to keep them in there, right, Karen?
He has some crazy ideas, too.
You two are people who like to play with your food.
Yeah, exactly.
We do.
So what?
We've been working together for years and doing a lot of cakes, and we wanted to do something together and thought, well, you know, we've been doing a lot of cupcakes lately. Let's try out the cupcakes. It's kind of a new untouched palette, and we just had so much fun adding and coming up with more ideas.
Yeah, and cupcakes right now, it seems to me, they're really hot.
Aren't they?
Yeah, everybody is getting in on the cupcake thing.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, that perfect portion size.
Yeah.
And I think because it's been around for years. I mean, you know, from the Hostess cupcake and, you know, from when we were kids, having just a little swirl of frosting and some sprinkles. But there's so much more that we can do with them.
What makes it so much fun for us is that they're so playful to begin with, and then taking them and adding candy to them really, really ups the ante. It makes them a lot more fun.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about how you come up with these creations, how you came up with them. And, you know, when someone says, hey, this will be easy, you know, I have my doubts. tell us a little bit about the building blocks. And then maybe you would tell us what's a good cupcake to begin with.
Well, one of our favorite holidays is April Fool's Day, and we've got some really playful cupcake projects in that chapter. But what starts is that I might have an idea, or Alan might have an idea, and then we'll throw it back and forth together, and it will get to the point where I try to explain to him what I'm visualizing, or vice versa. And then, oh, well, I thought you meant this. Oh, well, we could do this. So it's really, we build upon each other that...
We brainstorm ideas until we make each other laugh.
Right.
And then we hope we make somebody else laugh, too.
And really, for people who are just cupcake beginners,
uh-huh.
One of our favorite projects is probably the spaghetti and meatballs. And it's so simple. It's basically four ingredients, including a cupcake. And it's your frosting that's tinted to that perfect semolina color. Put in your Ziploc bag and some low-sugar strawberry jam and a hazelnut chocolate candy, you know, the Ferrero Rocher, which are delicious candies, but, you know, they look like meatballs. And you toss that with the jam. You take a little corner from your Ziploc bag and just go crazy, just piping spaghetti all over the top of the cupcake. Let it hang off the side, and then you add your meatball and jam, and, you know, if you like some Parmesan cheese, gray a little white chocolate on top.
And it's so crazy.
And
our favorite is when we find a candy like that that speaks to us. Like the first time Karen showed me those, she unwrapped it from the foil and said, what does this look like? And I looked at her and said, it's a meatball, of course. So a lot of times the candy inspires us. And
yeah.
Karen likes to call us candy detectives.
Yeah. Because
we go down all the stores and the aisles in the grocery store with the candy and the gas station candy. So we like those like convenience store sources for inspiration.
Yeah, so M&Ms are here, and Fruit Loops are here, and little bits of pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Marshmallows.
Don't forget those Twinkies.
Twinkies. The circus corn. Tell us how you use those circus peanuts.
Oh, circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Are they just a blast from the past? Well, we use them. First of all, they come in several different colors. White, yellow, pink, and, you know, the all-time favorite, orange. And we use them in the circus for the clown's feet, but we also use them, the white ones, for bunny feet, to the horse's head. So it's just, you know, using kind of the same candy in familiar shapes, but maybe looking at them differently or cutting them in a different shape. So many candies can be rolled out and then transformed into thousands of other things, and that's the fun of it. It's you're not stuck with just one piece of candy.
Yeah, and donut holes are also another great building block.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have some projects that are really, there's not much candy on it at all. It's maybe a cookie and a marshmallow and a couple of M&Ms for some eyes, but it's more the use of those few items and what you can do with them.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the Ziploc bags. Tell us the tip you have for getting the batter into the paper-lined cupcake pans.
Well, for that, you know, you always need that third or fourth hand while you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And if I'm making the cupcakes, Alan's not there to hold the bag open for me. And so I've got a quart container that I take a quart Ziploc bag, or just make sure that you use the freezer weight bags, and I fold the edges over, and then that way you can take your batter and pour it into the bag, give it a little burp, zip it up, and then we snip a small corner, and almost like a machine, you just squeeze the batter into your paper-lined muffin pan, and that way you can really see that two-thirds cup of the batter that you've got in there, and it's not going to bake up all lopsided or flowing over the edge.
Do you use mixes and or ready-made frosting?
Yep. Yep. We're busy people. We know people are using the mixes. We have a bunch of delicious homemade recipes as well, both for batter, for the cupcakes, and for the frosting. But, you know, the mixes are great as well. We enhance the batter, the cake mix, with some buttermilk and an extra egg. And that makes it a little less sweet and a little firmer, which makes it great for cupcaking.
Okay. And before we go, you want to describe an appropriate cupcake for this season? I know you've got a turkey and you've got a pumpkin patch. What do you think?
Alan?
I think my favorite has to be Larry the Turkey.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. And, you know, you could turn any of your friends into a turkey. Just change the name.
And he's made out of a cupcake and a mini cupcake and a cookie and candy corn for his tail feathers.
Yep.
He uses one of those ginger snaps with the scalloped edge
yeah.
for the tail, and has a candy corn at the top of each feather.
Yeah.
And we also want to let people know that if you, for example, if you don't like licorice, or if you can't find a certain candy, or you don't like a certain candy, that is where, you know, as Alan was saying, you become the candy detective, and there are so many other replacements that you can use that you can go out and find what's going to work best for you.
Yeah,
and I don't think we've ever done a cupcake the same way twice. Mm.
And I want to tell folks about your website, too, so they can get right on board here and find out what we've been talking about. www.hellocupcakebook.com. And the publisher of the book is Houghton Mifflin. Karen, Alan, thanks so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. The authors of Hello Cupcake are Karen Tack and Alan Richardson.